At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. North Texas is getting set to host more Harvey evacuees this morning. The city of Dallas will open the convention center as a mega shelter today, one that can handle as many as 5,000 people. Fort Worth will also take in evacuees. The city has opened 3 shelters and has 2 more ready to go. They all together could hold more than 1,000 people. Irving's also taken in 200 evacuees. As Hurricane Harvey moved through Texas, museums scrambled to protect priceless treasures. Art and Seek's Hadi Mawagdi reports some folks fared better than others.
The Rockport Center for the Arts is home to a sculptural garden and an exhibition space, and it was severely damaged over the weekend. The center's executive director, Luis Puron, said on Facebook that he had yet to reach the museum, but that the images that he's seen show that the center's porch was blown away and that the roof has been exposed. South of Rockport, the Art Museum of South Texas on the campus of Texas A&M Corpus Christi was more fortunate. Carol Stewart is the coordinator of community services there.
What I can tell you right now is that the art museum is still intact.
Museum staff was able to move artwork into the museum's vault. That includes pieces from a touring exhibition of American portraits, curated by the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery.
All the artwork is safe and was well protected, and the building is intact, and we'll know more on Wednesday once we're able to assess the damages.
Stewart says the museum did take some water damage to the lower level, but that the concrete structure seems to have held up. The Museum of Fine Arts Houston also sustained some water damage at one of its satellite locations. But spokeswoman Mary House says they were prepared.
Well, we've been very fortunate, and largely due to the advanced planning of our hurricane preparedness team, we have had no damage to our collections.
Folks at the museum's main campus and its several satellite locations had been working since last Wednesday to ensure that the buildings and collections stayed safe and dry.
There's a team that's placed on site at the museum on a 24-hour basis. They fill and deploy sandbags, make sure the floodgates are secured and able to be activated, make sure that there are emergency pumps available and stationed and ready to use.
That approach is similar at the Menil Collection. They've got 5 gallery spaces in central Houston. The collection's assistant director of communications, Tommy Napier, says they closed early on Friday and that sandbags were placed in front of the entrances and sidewalks to prevent water from seeping into the buildings. He says the collection is safe and undamaged. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Reading's a challenge for lots of children. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, KERA's Bill Zeeble visited a summer pilot program in Tarrant County designed to improve reading skills of visually challenged kids.
This was Super Summer Readers, so we are all reading starts because we enjoy reading.
On this Saturday morning, Perky Cannon welcomes a dozen families to her workplace, the state's giant brick Region 11 Education Center in White Settlement. Samara Gillum is one of those super summer readers.
I read Sheep in a Jeep and Ted's Dog Fred, and I read, I can't remember what the other ones were.
Samara is 9 and has been blind from birth.
I read 40 books this summer.
Samara may be the summer reading champ. Cannon helped organize this program to get visually impaired kids interested in books.
Reading is the foundation of everything that you do in life. And when you don't have literacy, your options are limited.
Cannon's partner in Texas government is Stephanie Walker, who aims to increase some of those options. The statewide lead for vision impairment says parents need both resources for their visually challenged kids and ways to get them.
Many times our students don't have access to Braille books or to large print books throughout the summer, so to help them learn how to gain access and then just increase their reading over the summer and get them reading for fun.
That can be a challenge all by itself, says Karen Beard, but one that must be overcome. She's with Bookshare, a free online source of tools and books for the visually impaired and a partner in this pilot.
For students who have print disabilities, it doesn't take them long to hate reading because it's the hardest thing that they've ever tried to do. And we're able to avoid things that are really hard for us. We choose different careers. We go different paths.
Gavin Gibson, who's 10, considered that different path for a while.
I think I said one time, who cares?
For the last 5 years of Gavin's life, reading has been like climbing a steep mountain.
I can't see anything out of the left eye and very little in my right eye. I had a brain tumor when I was 5.
The tumor's long gone, and Gavin still struggles to read, finding Braille easier than using his right eye alone. Gavin's mom, Melissa, credits this summer program for motivating him to read more.
They said that they would be sending some prizes in the mail, and who doesn't like a little prompting? Something come in the mail. Everyone likes to get mail. So when that package came in the mail, he was extremely excited to pull out the items.
I enjoy reading now. I enjoy seeing what happens next in books.
Perky Cannon hopes Gavin will remember forever the good reads he tackled, among them Love That Dog and the Newbery Award-winning Hatchet. She'll be back to spread the word next year with lessons learned from this summer pilot.
I may need to do something different for the older children because we were finding this really appealed initially to the parents of young children who are just getting started reading.
Cannon had 25 readers sign up this summer. She estimates there are about 7,000 visually impaired learners in her Region 11 alone, which includes Tarrant, Denton, and 8 other counties farther west. So she says there's a lot more to do. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Coming up on the BBC News Hour, President Trump is coming to Texas and promises swift action to provide government help for those affected by Tropical Storm Harvey. More on that and other stories in BBC News Hour. It begins at 9. In the forecast, partly sunny skies today, a high near 88. Temperatures will drop to around 73 under mostly cloudy skies tonight. Tomorrow, though, partly sunny again, 20% chance of rain and a high near 88. It's 73 degrees now in Dallas, 70 in Fort Worth at 8:30.